Ulawa resident Musawenko Sinyoni says she believes it is by God's grace that she has gone through what she describes as a very tough year for her and her family. Nyoni is an informal trader and also the chairperson of the Bulawayo province of the Zimbabwe Chamber of the Informal Economy Associations, or ZCIEA, a grouping that brings together an array of informal traders, including those who run flea markets like herself. She says business has been bad, that she can't even take a break for the festive season, hoping to capitalize on the odd client who would do last-minute shopping. Although Nyoni says she's not a pessimist, she says if there's no drastic change for the better in the country's economy in the coming year, she sees herself being unable to continue her business as she has been struggling to break even. Zanele Nyati, a cross-border trader, says by this time of the year, she would have saved enough to pay for her children's fees for the next term and also to spoil them during the festive season, but notes that at the moment she's struggling to provide them with basic necessities. Nyati, who buys and resells clothes and basics from Botswana and South Africa, says the fall of the rand has seriously affected her income. She too is worried that she could be compelled to stop her only source of livelihood and hopes that government takes decisive steps to ensure that the multi-currency regime does not create further hardships for the ordinary majority.
Trading has been difficult for us because of the rand, the rates are against the US dollar. It has become difficult for us to go and buy and sell at a profit this side in Zimbabwe, as people are now refusing the rand, and we just wish the government would do something about it.
The fall of the rand has mostly affected people in Bulawayo and the hinterland, as most people from the region either work in South Africa or find it convenient to buy their basic goods from the neighboring country. Tinei Piki is a Zimbabwean artisan who works for a South African manufacturing company. Piki, who always comes back home during the festive season, also laments the fall of the rand.
With the cash that I have brought, I can't even buy anything because no one seems to love to use the rand.
The Bulawayo-based Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe says instead of continuing with the multi-currency regime, it could be advantageous for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union, which includes South Africa, Lesotho, Namibia, and Swaziland. He says although it has its own disadvantages, Zimbabwe would gain from seigniorage rights and get credit facilities from South African financial institutions while also tapping into the advanced South African industry for retooling. Tambo says Zimbabwe needs to address the availability and cost of utilities like electricity and water, among other fundamentals, as part of the solution to the current economic crisis. He adds that the fact that a number of prominent well-to-do figures have had their properties attached over debts in the passing year means that things have been bad and could continue to get worse in the coming year.
I think it's going to be a very tough 2016 going forward. Even the postulations about the economy to grow by 2.7%, to me, I've been arguing that that's a very fictitious figure. I don't know where that figure is coming from. With more than 25,000 people having lost their jobs, I think within 6 weeks of the Supreme Court ruling, one wonders whether these people got any other new jobs thereafter. Even professionals are beginning to move out of the country. We are seeing it. Teachers, nurses and the like are beginning to leave the country again to go for better pastures elsewhere in other countries.
For Matabeleland Chapter President Reginald Shoko of the Affirmative Action Group, there have been some strides made in 2015 regarding the empowerment of indigenous locals, but government needs to get rid of policy discord, which he says is partly to blame for scaring away much-needed foreign direct investment. Shoko is in favor of internal devaluation, which, though criticized by some, he says would help bring down the cost of doing business in the country and thereby spurring economic revival. Shoko says government and ordinary Zimbabweans have to be prepared to take tough decisions if the economy is to be revived.
It's going to be a painful year next year because it calls all of us, both government, industry and all Zimbabweans, to come to understand one thing. We need to cut in a lot of things. Government on its own needs to cut on the salaries.
Ipitule Maposa, the provincial youth chairperson of ZAPU, who is also the party's director of information and publicity in the southern region, says the specter of a drought will worsen the country's economic situation. He, however, adds that there is a glimmer of hope for some improvement if the much-publicized deals between Zimbabwe and China come to fruition. The passing year has undoubtedly been tough for ordinary Zimbabweans, but despite the doom and gloom, the new year could provide the proverbial new beginning for the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.